says to him that believeth, all things are possible. Amen. I believe we're serving a great God, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, read with us this morning in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians chapter number 2. Amen. If you're glad to be saved, why don't you just put your hands together and give the Lord a good hand clap offering of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be saved? Thank God. Thank God. Some of you stayed up too late and got up too early because you're slow this morning. Turn and tell somebody we need to pick it up a little bit. We need to pick it up a little bit. I promise you it could be worse. Most of my family back home, they got a dozen or 16 inches. Some of them even have 20 inches of snow. It could be worse. I know you missed an hour's sleep last night, but it could be worse. You could be shoveling snow this morning at 5 below zero. So we ought to thank God for living in the sunny South. I thought somebody'd run right there, but amen. Praise the Lord. Hasn't the Lord been good to us?
Amen.
Amen. I feel blessed this morning of the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
I really do. I feel blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God's good to us. Amen. The Bible tells us that his thoughts are toward us, that he wants to do good things for us. And here this morning, I believe the Lord would love to speak to us again. And if he's going to speak, I'm willing to listen. I want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to us. Verse number 5 of Ephesians chapter number 2. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Verse number 6, the word of the Lord says, he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm glad what God has done in my life, aren't you? Amen. If you're glad for the goodness of the Lord in your life, would you just lift your hands toward heaven this morning? Ask God to speak to us again. Hallelujah. Amen. Let him know you appreciate the goodness of God. Thank God we're saved. Thank God we're healed. Hallelujah. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. His name alone is worthy of praise and glory. Bless your name, Jesus, bless your name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning simply about living on a new level. Living on a new level. The word of the Lord says that he hath raised us up together to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Four things I want to talk to you about this text. The Bible says in verse number 5 that we were dead in sin. Not that you and I want to go back and glorify before we met Jesus and that lifestyle of sin. But how many can remember where God brought you from? That he reached down into the horrible pit of sin. That he reached out into the darkness of this world and brought us into the glorious light of the gospel. Thank God. Amen. For what he's done in our life. I'm glad to be saved today. Amen. I'm glad to be in the land of the living, the land of the blessed, the land of the blood-washed children of God. I'm glad to be part of the church. Amen. The devil would love for you to think that you've missed out on things and that you're in some kind of bondage. But friend, I know about bondage. Amen. That used to be the old life. Amen. But when I got saved, he set me free. Amen. Thank God the bondage of sin was broken, and you and I today are now free in the Lord. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. I'm glad to be free today. And so Paul said that he has made us sit together, or he raised us up. That when we got saved, we didn't step down, but friend, we stepped up into a blessed way of living. Isaiah said that when they would build cities, they would build a road, and they would elevate the road, and they would call it a highway. Isaiah said that when you and I are part of the elect of God, we start traveling that highway, or that we stepped up in serving God. Amen. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Amen. I trust you haven't got over being saved. Amen. I hope it's still as fresh and as new and as glorious. Amen. I hope today that you woke up and said, oh, I'm glad today's the day we get to go to the house of the Lord. I'm glad it's Sunday. Amen. I'm glad I'm still saved. I'm glad I'm still washed. Amen. I'm glad I'm still headed to heaven. I'm glad my sins are still under the blood. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen, that you raised us up, and I'm living on a new level. Amen, I'm living better than I've ever lived. Amen, oh, we've tried what the world has to offer. How many glad you've stepped up living higher in the Lord? Amen, oh, thank God today that we're living in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. There is a new level of living. Hear me today, friend. If you're not saved, you're not a part of the ark of safety. I'm going to tell you, friend, Jesus is coming, but you've never really lived until you've been saved. Amen. Everything the world has to offer, amen, it leads down to a treacherous ruin. It leads to a dead end, and it leads to a search for more. But if you can try Jesus, friend. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the greatest thrill in life. Amen. He is the sweetest song. He's the greatest thing. Oh, yes, friend. I meet people that have tried everything the world has to offer, but they're still searching. But you'll not find one blood-washed child of God. You'll not find one saint of God that has the joy of the Lord, that regrets giving their life over the Lord. The only regret they have, I wish I'd have done it 10 years ago. I wish I'd have done it when I was a little boy. I wish I'd have got saved as a young girl. But oh, today, glory to God. Amen. I'm living on a new level. Amen. I remember being dead in sin. Amen. I remember being dead in my trespasses against God. But do you remember that liberating hour? Amen. Somebody come here and talk to me this morning. Amen. Do you remember what it was like to get saved? Amen. Do you remember when the chains of sin broke? Do you remember at the altar of God where the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, it flooded your heart? Your sins were washed away. Your name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Hands that used to pick up a bottle to drink all of a sudden lifted up toward heaven and said, thank God I'm saved. Amen. Lips that used to curse God and say vile things begin to utter praises to God like hallelujah or glory to God or thank you Jesus. Amen. Feet that used to take you away from your family and would never take you to the house of God all of a sudden wanted to start doing right, take you to the house of God, take you back to your family. Amen. Friend, I'm living on a new level today. I'm living on that glorious level. Amen. I'm glad to be saved. Amen. You're glad to be saved as well. Why don't you lift a hand toward heaven? Say thank God. Amen. Come on, give God some praise this morning that he saved us and he washed us in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He raised us up. There's a new level of living. Notice the Bible said that he raised us up together. There's a new level of unity. Amen. The way the Spirit of the Lord has moved around here the last few months or so, thank God for the unity. Amen. When God sets you up, he sets you up together. Amen. Thank God for the unity of the saints of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad we can get together in one accord and worship the name of the Lord. Amen. But the more I prayed about this message this week, I really didn't feel like it was just directed toward the church. But I really felt like there might be a home this morning, maybe a marriage, that if we can allow the Lord to set us on a new level, there's a new level of unity for your marriage. There's a new level of unity in your home. As of right now, things are struggling. There's strife. Nobody's to blame. It's just life. Things happen. And I'm going to tell you, the devil tries to pull you down. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. The devil tries to pull you down, but I come on assignment this morning to tell you that God has a place to elevate you this morning, and God can elevate you to a place of unity where there's no more friction and fighting, where there's no more strife and struggle, but there's unity and there's peace in God. Amen. Hear me this morning. Amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord can speak to us. Amen. That there is a new level of unity that God wants to take you. You've got to be willing to go. You've got to be willing to let God elevate you. But there is a new level of living. There's a higher level of living, and God wants to take you this morning, on this Sunday morning, in the house of God. He made us sit together. He raised us up together. It's a lonely world if you try to do it by yourself. He wants us to be together. Amen. Together. How many thank God for unity? Yes. I don't like friction. I don't like strife, and I don't like struggles. There shouldn't be in the house of God, nor in our houses as well. The Spirit of God is a spirit of peace and a spirit of unity, a spirit of joy. And if we're not enjoying those things in our life, it's because we've allowed the devil to pull us down. We can get busy and it just pulls it down. We can get our eyes in other places and it just pulls us down. We can forget to pray like we should and it'll just pull us down. We can get busy raising children and it can pull us down. We can have to work overtime and things can happen on the job and it can just pull us down. But on a Sunday morning, I'm not here to pull you down. Amen. I'm here to try to elevate you. I'm telling you, the answer is to go in the other direction. The answer is to allow the Spirit of God to lift you up. Amen. I can't push you up there. But the Word of the Lord says that He has raised us up. The same hand of God that raised me up out of sin. The same hand of God that scooped out the valleys is able to pick your home up this morning and pick your marriage up this morning and pick your troubles up this morning and put you on a higher level of living if you'll let Him do it. Yes, matter of fact, that leads me to point number three. He made us sit together. Notice that. I think that's relevant in our text. Why? He made us sit. What is sitting in a spiritual connotation? It means completion. Where's Jesus at? He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Why? Because His work has been accomplished. It is finished, He said on the cross. And so He sat down at the right hand. The only time He stood up is when Stephen was being stoned. Stephen saw Him standing. Stephen brought heaven to its feet. But Jesus is sitting. He hath made us sit together. It's accomplished. It's completed. You don't have to struggle for it. You don't have to beg God for it. You don't have to work for it. It is done. It's completed. He's made us sit together, that it is somewhere we should live, that we shouldn't be a yo-yo up and down. But he said, sit right here. I want you to sit among my joy, sit among my peace, sit among unity. I want you to sit together in heavenly places. Amen. It's accomplished, friend. It should be something that is normal in our life. It should not be abnormal, but it should be normal. This should be where we live. This is where we should live. Well, we just like to speak our mind around the house. Well, your children, they call it fighting. Children don't like strife. They don't like friction. You can tell children from a home where there's a lot of friction and fussing and fighting. And that's not the will of God in the house of the Lord. And it's certainly not the will of God in our homes either. And so he said, I'm going to elevate you to sit together. Men, let me ask you, isn't one of the hardest things to do just to pray with your family, pray with your wife? I'm not saying pray over the food. I'm not saying if they get sick, we call on, but I'm just saying on a consistent basis. I mean, it's easy to get in the closet and pray by yourself. It's easy to get alone and get alone with God. But then when you got to be that spiritual leader, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's not. But for a lot of men, it is. To get down and lead your family in prayer. I'm not talking about just a little prayer over whatever. I'm talking about really in a consistent teaching your children how to pray. I want to live on that level. I don't want to live down here where the devil will try to pull us down. I want to live on this new level. I want to live and sit together in what kind of places does this text say? Heavenly. Oh, come on, somebody talk to me this morning. Where does God want us to live? What's going on in heaven? There's no sorrow, no sickness. There's no strife in heaven. All I see going on in heaven from Scripture is worship and praise. He made us sit together in heavenly places. I'm under the impression our life ought to be full of praise to the Lord. It ought to be full of singing and shouting and rejoicing to God. It ought to be full of thank you, Jesus, and giving glory to the Lord. It ought to be focused on heaven. It ought to be focused on Jesus. He ought to be the theme of our life. Our lives should be built around him. You build your life around yourself or around your children or around your career or around your house or money or around your family, you'll be empty because your family, your career, your money cannot fill that void in your heart. Those things might have been given to you from God, but they're not to take God's place. There's a place reserved in my heart for God and God alone. I love my wife. She's my best friend. I'd lay down my life today for her. I'd lay down my life for my children, but there's a place in my heart that my wife can't get. My children can't get. I love my church. I love preaching the gospel, but there's a place in my heart. My church can't get there. No pat on the back, no card in the mail. There's a place that is preeminent in my heart that's reserved for the God of heaven, the God that saved me, the God that washed me. He calls me to sit in heavenly places. And I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, glory to God. I say, hallelujah. Hallelujah to his name. Don't let anything take that place. It's not your wife's duty. I'm preaching without notes this morning, if you can tell. So if it's scattered, forgive me. It's not your wife's duty to make you happy. It's not her obligation to make you satisfied. She's not going to fulfill every need in your life. If she did, she'd be God. It's your responsibility to keep yourself happy.
It's your responsibility to pray through and to have the joy of God. And you know very well, if you'd spend 30 minutes in the prayer closet instead of 30 minutes on the latest Hot Rod magazine or the latest how-to manual or the latest deer catalog, if you'd get your nose in the book and get your knees on the floor, your family would look a lot better. Your wife would be a lot sweeter. Your children would be better, because the problem is not the boss. It is not your wife. Your problem is that you're not living where God wants you to live, and you're displeased with yourself. But hear me today. I don't push you down. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is trying to tell you he's got a new level. He's got a higher level. He's got a better place to live. He raised us up. I'd like to go up this morning, wouldn't you? I'd like for us to hallelujah. I'd like for us to move up this morning. Dear sister, it's not his job to meet your every need. Only God can do that in your life. I'm for taking care of family, and you know that, but I'm telling you, friend, if you rely on them for every need in your life, then where is God? Where's the need for God in a marriage? Where's the need for God if they do everything for us? Marriage, young people, may not be about finding the right person as it is being the right person. 90% of the time they talk to me about God's will for their life, they're always worried about finding the right person. Very rarely do I ever have somebody ask me about being the right person. I've got 3 children. I want them to. We pray right now over who they'll marry. Besides salvation, that's the biggest decision in their life. But I told my wife and somebody else recently, it's kind of egotistical for me to say, well, I hope they get somebody good enough for them, or I hope they get the right person. As a dad, I should be working to make sure they are the right person. Are we living where he wants us to live? Are we living on that? He's raised us up. And I really feel what that the Spirit of the Lord's done that for some of us recently. We're living on a different level. We're living on a new level. What about you, friend? Has the Spirit of the Lord spoke to you this morning as Brother Mark comes to the piano? I really felt like the Spirit of the Lord talked to me about homes and marriages. And I don't know anything. Nobody's called. I don't know anything about what's going on in your life. But I'm just telling you, I know what the Spirit of the Lord. As I started working on this text, I never thought I would be. But more I saw that together and started thinking about unity, something kept taking me down this road. So the Spirit of the Lord's here this morning. It may be just maybe a little something. It may be something major. It may be corrective. It may be preventive. But the Spirit of the Lord knows what we need here this morning. I'd really like to see God do something for us, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Would you stand with me right now and just ask God to meet us around this altar this morning? Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You say, Brother Ralston, I want to move up to a different level. I want to move up. I want to move up. I want to move up. God bless these hands that are going up.